We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday afternoon, and we are all dealing with the impact of this Chinese coronavirus. No question about it. And there's so many different levels that need to be addressed. It's the immediate health issues, long-term political implications, the relationships with China. They've got to be addressed. The economic situation, my goodness, that's going to be a huge, huge order to tackle. And in the middle of it, I've got to tell you that our true American heroes, those who have actually served this country, who are veterans, are being, it appears, disproportionately impacted by all of this. Well, I wanted to get some insight on that. Robert Wilkie is the Secretary of Veterans Affairs for President Trump. Secretary Wilkie, thanks for being here.
Jeff, thank you for having me.
Let's first of all start with what you and everybody else who's part of this amazing administration has been dealing with. You guys have been dealt a terrible, terrible hand, and I would imagine it's everybody, regardless of their usual billet, getting told it's all hands on deck, right?
Absolutely, and I'm part of the president's task force, but let me step back to the beginning of February.
Okay.
This president gave me instructions when we first started to realize what was going on, to be as aggressive as possible in terms of a public health approach to protect our veterans. So we were the first ones to set up emergency operations centers across the country. We set up 19. We were the first ones to actually triage people outside of our hospitals. McGuire was one of them, before people could actually enter. We took a very painful decision, Jeff, since you mentioned the people who have served us in uniform. We had a very painful decision to make. We had to close off our living centers to visitors. Yeah. The majority of those veterans who are in those assisted living facilities, we have 7,800 on a daily basis, come from World War II and Korea. I had to keep their families out, their families and friends, because we did not want to take the risk of this virus getting into those centers. The other thing that we did, and we were the first to do it in the country, we absolutely stopped elective surgeries. We did not want the wear and tear in our equipment and our people. We wanted a stable blood supply. We wanted stable equipment supplies to handle the influx of veterans who might have this. Now, you mentioned disproportionate impact. We really haven't seen that yet. I expect it to come. But right now, we have only had 100 veterans across the country test positive. And we've done now well over 1,000 tests. We've sadly had two pass away, one in Portland, Oregon, the other in White River Junction, Vermont. But we went to these aggressive measures on the order of the president to try to keep these numbers down.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that that's the case, that I'm wrong. I've never been happier to be wrong in this particular moment. I'm saddened, as you are, to hear that the families of these real heroes are not being able to visit them, because we know people get to a certain age, especially, they need some sort of just reinforcement that comes from that family support. I'm curious to know, we're chatting with Secretary Robert Wilkie, although there are a whole slew of titles, right? Colonel in the Air Force Reserve?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Still am.
Yeah, and Navy Reserve. Now, look, your dad was a career
Army. That's right. The Navy I did a long time ago. But yes, I'm the heretic in the family.
I was going to say. I mean,
yeah. Well, he was not only an artilleryman, he was an airborne ranger and an artillery commander in the 82nd Airborne when I was growing up. So I get it from the artillery and the airborne mafia.
Oh, goodness. I'm imagining the Army-Navy game was tough for you. You couldn't even show your face. But all right, listen, you are doing yeoman's work. And the fact of the matter is that I can't think of anybody else who deserves the support and gratitude of every person in this country more than our veterans.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Is there a possibility, because of course you came in at a time where we had heard lots of difficulties about the VA system. Have we addressed those? Have we fixed those?
Well, I think thanks to the president, we're in a position that we haven't been in decades. We have engaged in the most far-reaching reforms this institution has seen in its history. We opened up the aperture on choice so that when veterans are confronted with distance, the traveling long distances to get to us, we give them the option of going into the private sector. Mm-hmm. If we don't have what they need, we give them the option of going into the private sector. But under this president, we've actually experienced the highest patient satisfaction rates in the history of this department. We're sitting at 90%. The other thing that we've done, and we've had to put it on hold temporarily because we've had to pull doctors and nurses off of it, mm-hmm. is finally there won't be people like my father, whom after 30 years of service, being terribly wounded in Cambodia and 30 years of jumping out of airplanes, has to carry around an 800-page paper record. We are embarking on the creation of an electronic health record that begins to be built the minute that young American walks into a military entrance processing station. So we have engaged in the most far-reaching reforms. And it's unique because I've been accused of being a pretty good historian, but this president is the first man. He was the first man as a candidate to campaign, making veterans and service the centerpiece of his campaign, and he has carried that forward into the White House. Even though you and I are from the same side of the aisle, and we would not necessarily beat the drums for more federal spending. Right. I have presented to the Congress on behalf of the president the two largest budgets in the history of the department last year and then this year at $240 billion. That's to address some very glaring weaknesses that that popped up prior to Mr. Trump becoming president. He has been the most supportive of this institution, and I think veterans show that. Wherever he goes, the veterans are there cheering him on.
There's no question but that he has tremendous support amongst the ranks of veterans. And while my dad was not jumping out of as many airplanes as yours, I can remember as a kid, he and my uncle, my dad was in the Army, my uncle had been in the Navy. And the same thing, when they had to go to the VA hospital, we lived in Philadelphia, it was down in West Philadelphia, 34th Street, they would cringe. I mean, these were two of the toughest guys I ever knew,
and
would have lifted a car off of you if they had to, but the fact that they had to walk into that facility, and you're right, they each went in with the equivalent of a briefcase. Because it seemed like every time they went in there, they said, okay, well, let's start at page one. How old were you when you enlisted?
Right.
And we'll work up to, 40 years from now. So there were a lot of men and women that just got a nasty view of the VA. And you're saying this is changing now. Has TRICARE impacted that?
Well, TRICARE is a different animal. So TRICARE comes to those of us who have been in the service for 20 years and made it a career, or for somebody like me, in and out of active duty as a reservist. We take people who have served any period below 20. And TRICARE, we do get some TRICARE patients. The most famous is Jim Mattis out in Washington State. He refuses to go anywhere where he can't be with his Marines, so he uses... he uses VA when he could use other things. But we have 9.5 million people 9.5 million veterans in our VA health system. The majority of those, Jeff, are your father and your uncle. From the Vietnam era, they comprise the largest number of veterans. We are sadly seeing our World War II veterans leave us at the pace of about 200 a day. So we've gone from 15 million, I think we're now under 500,000, from that era. But those, that's the breadth of the veterans we serve. The other thing that's changed, my father was commissioned 2 months before President Kennedy was inaugurated. Less than 0.5% of the force was female. When I was Undersecretary of Defense under Mattis, 17% of the force was female. So what does that mean for VA? That means that 10% of the veterans are women. We have finally gotten our enrollment numbers up for women veterans to 41%. With male veterans, it's at 48%. So there's that close, we're getting close to parity there.
Yeah.
But we've had to change. We've had to change the culture, and this president has allowed us to do that.
All right, now you got to be a tough guy. You've reported both to Jim Mattis and Donald Trump. I don't even want to know which one is the tougher one to give a report to.
There's another one in there, Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh my gosh!
So those three, all very different personalities, but all tough guys.
Wow, you got very bruises up and down your back. I would imagine at this point.
Right. I tell you, it's been a joy with President Trump.
Yeah. Yeah,
this was unexpected. I was very happy helping blow things up at the Pentagon when this call came.
What's next? President Trump every day goes out into that press room. And I got to tell you, son, look, I've been a member of the media for 20 years at this point, and I know who and what the vast majority of those folks are. And he is stepping into a situation where he's with the enemy. I wish I could describe it a different way. I can't. And and yet he comes out there on a regular basis. He's providing information. Is this a guy who on any level is cowed or fearful of this?
None. Never seen anything like it. He points in one direction and use a Navy term, he just shoves off.
Yeah.
He feels that he has to be the counterweight to the prevailing liberal clerisy out there.
Yeah.
And that's how he approaches these matters. Decisions are crisp. They are clear, and there is a passion there, and I say that because I've been privileged to be asked to be part of the VA family, and that passion is expressed in his support for us. He's done everything that I've asked him to consider, and he's certainly given me clear direction, and part of that is how we have been able to prepare for this. There will be a wave out there somewhere, but he let us go and at least lay down some markers as we prepared for this.
Well, listen, that's great to hear, and it's great to hear that you and the other experts was clearly inside of the VA. You've got a lot of people with expertise in providing medical care, health care, treatment, and we're going to need a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of sidewalk triaging going on in the near future, I would imagine. But you guys are on it. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And once we get through with this, I'd love to get you back to talk about a few other things as well.
I'd be honored to. And I thank you for what you do, too.
Thank you. That is Secretary Robert Wilkie, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And they're going to be called on, and they are being called on, as you heard the Secretary mention, they are being called on to handle certain issues that, quite frankly, may not have normally been in their bailiwick. How are we going to stand up as many medical professionals as we need to, right? I mean, this is a tactical and strategic question in addition to everything else. And this is why I really honestly wish those with the political agendas, and those are politicians as well as any number of media types, would simply shut up and sit down. Or sit down and shut up. I don't care what order you do it in, but please, let's get a handle on this. Let's do what we need to do. We are in very, very, very rough waters right about now. And we can talk about the medical advances. I mentioned a couple of drugs that are showing some great promise right? The study out of France with an existing drug, chloroquine. I may be mispronouncing it. I'm sure I am. There's another drug that we're hearing about that could be very effective. But in the meantime, we've got folks saying, oh, well, President Trump, why are you calling a flu or why are you calling a virus that came from China the Chinese virus? That person needs to be shown the door. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.